We put Andrew to your holy hands as he's about to speak to us today. Lord, that we ask that you make him speak and let it, you know, come to us. Let us be, give us an open mind to receive it. Grant him the wisdom. If there's anyone in need that requires the word, Lord, use Andrew this morning as instruments to go through the person and may they find peace. Like your word says that we are one part and we are one body. No part is indispensable of every other. Lord, use Andrew as a vessel to reach to every one of us who may be needing a word this morning. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Elizabeth. Hello again, church.
Hello.
Are we still awake?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Now then, did you know you are the body of Christ and each one of you is part of it? Did you know that? Yeah. Those online, did you know that as well? Today is Safeguarding Sunday, the time in the year when we think about how we value each other, especially the young and the vulnerable. We value each other because it says in verse 27 of our reading, now you are the body of Christ and each one of you is part of it. Are you with me, church?
Yes.
Are you with me, those online? Oh, good. Oh, great. It's working. Yeah. They spoke back. How amazing. We are part of a family like no other in the entire world. We become part of that family when we choose to follow Jesus, when we make him Lord of our lives. We become what the Bible says, adopted into his family. Before we are adopted, we don't know our Father in heaven. He's there waiting, but we don't know about him. And we can only become adopted once we receive the gift of eternal life that Jesus gives to all of those who call on him. As a body and as a family, we need each other. Why don't you just have a look at each other? Just remind. Have a look around. Look. Why don't you just say to the person next to you, I need you. I need you. Go on. I need you. I need you. There you go. You can share that as well as over coffee afterwards as well. We are reliant on each other. Just like legs cannot stand without feet, and hands cannot grasp without arms, and the brain cannot work out which way to go without the eyes. As the church, we need people who can help us to worship God. We need people to teach us about Jesus. We need people who can pray for us. We need people who can listen when we are in need. We need people who can look after the building. We need people who can teach our young people. We need people who can look after the money of the church and the buildings. We need people to look after the sound and the words and the things on the screen. We need people who lead others to Jesus. We need people to help us make sure we have a safe environment. And most of all, we need people who can make cakes. Now, you thought that was my tummy speaking, didn't you? But no, it's a quote from The Boy, the Mole, the Horse and the Fox. Yeah, do you remember that Christmas last year? The answer to all the world's problems is cake. And we have quite a lot of that in this church. Debbie has shared with us today that when someone collapsed whilst she was on the school run, there were a whole load of people involved in trying to help that person get the emergency care they needed. It took a team of people who did not know each other to help that person. Debbie then has gone on to show that how we in the church can create a safe space for each and every one of us, be that a child, teenager, adult, or a vulnerable person. Why do we want to create a safe space for each of us and those who come here as our guests? It's because of what Jesus taught the disciples about the greatest commandment. which we read about in Matthew 22, verse 37, which says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it: love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. We create a safe place because we love God and because we value each other. And that's why we have Safeguarding Sunday, to say we as God's beloved adopted children, part of a living, functioning body, commit ourselves to being a safe community to be part of. Just going to remind you again, you are the body of Christ, and each of you is part of it. Let's just be quiet for a moment. Let's just close our eyes and maybe put our hands where we think our heart is, just receive that we are part of a body, we are part of a family. Father God, we thank you that we've been adopted into your family, that we can call you our Father in heaven, and that you are an amazing, loving God. And Lord, you know that it's not always easy to be part of a family. You know it's not easy to be part of a body. Sometimes parts of the body don't always function as well as they should. And sometimes we need help. And for our physical bodies, we go to the doctor. But sometimes when it comes to the spiritual body, we need your help. We need your Holy Spirit. We need each other to encourage each other. So come, Holy Spirit, and help each and every one of us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to have another song.